Continue Hilchos Shabbos on Daf Memtes Amar Aleph, the middle of Siman Rishayin Aleph, Grand Alachs of Kiddush Al Hayayin, Sif Yudalad. Says the Machaber. So he spoke about that the one who makes Kiddush has to drink from the cup, Maloy Lugmov. Now says the Machaber, Imloy Tom HaMakadosh, if the one who made Kiddush did not taste from the wine, but V'toim Echad Mehamasubin Kamaloy Lugmov. But someone sitting around the table drank from it, Kiddush, says the Ramah, Malay Fiv, a mouthful. Says the Machabed Yatzah has fulfilled his obligation. But you can't have two people, their drinking combined to have this minimum drinking of the Kiddush wine of a cheekful. Mukamakam says the Machabed. However, Mitzvah Namufcher, there is the most choicest Mitzvah is that everyone around the table, when they hear Kiddush, should taste from the wine. That's one opinion. Some say, no. The kimin kulam tamuk malukum, since everyone sipped a little bit, and between all of them, it's the amount of one person's cheekful. Yatu, they have fulfilled the obligation, because the shtiyas kulam mitzarevus l'kashir. Actually, the drinking of all of them actually combines for the measurement. Agoyin say, from the goyin, they hold. Shem lo yitom ha-mekadosh. No, if the one who made kiddush did not taste from it, lo yotze has not fulfilled his obligation. V'ro lochish l'debrem, says the Mechaber, it's appropriate to be concerned with their words, that the one who made kiddush has to taste from it. Now, but after by kiddush, this is specifically by kiddush. Al b'shar devarim hatuim kres, but the other things that need a cup. Now, there's other things like berachas amazon. Moedim ha-goyin v'sagim v'tim ha-sacher. Then the goyim agree that someone else tasting would be sufficient. Says Mishbur Sivkotin Samach Tes. So Mechaber said, if the one who made kiddush did not drink from the cup of wine, but it was tasted by Sivkotin Samach Tes Echad Mamasubin, one of the people around the table drank it Moy Lugmov. So said Mechaber, he was Yaitze. Why? The Kimin Shem Mesubin Shem Metchil Es Abracha, since the ones sitting around the table, they initially heard the Bracha Bu Kivin Alim Leitzim, and he had a mind to fulfill their obligation. So Mahani Timas Lakulam. So their tasting is effective for everyone, just like the Mekadosh. Now, Mishasa Acher, but let's say someone else drank it, Shlei Kivin Alim Bracha, that he did not have in mind to be Metzim with the Bracha. And that other person, like, they're looking around, who's going to drink the wine? And this other guy says, oh, I'll drink it. He makes a bracha. It sounds like that they would not be yetsa with his drinking. But didn't kill nish b'chakoyis, come on, and it's going to have the same halacha, like when the cup spills out, where no one really drank it. Here also, it's only the drinking of those who are sitting around the table, being yetsa with the kiddush, their drinking would be affected, but not just like that it was someone drank it. It has to be one of the people around the table. Sivkat and ayin. But then the Mechaber said that the ein shtiyas v'chulu, but the drinking of two people don't combine to be maloy lugmav. Why? Because the ein shtiyas ba'atzmoy oyechem amsubin. We need that either the guy who made kiddush or one of the people sitting around the table that to drink shir hana, a measurement of pleasure shetisyash b'daitulav, that it'll appease him. It's like a certain amount. Chikful is like it's enough that satisfies a person. But everyone's going to have a sip. That doesn't help. To combine from lugmum. Then Mechaber said that, however, it is a mitzvah b'mufcher sivkat na'inav sheitu b'kulam, that everybody should taste a little bit. I knew that as tima b'alma, just to taste from the kiddush wine. One of them has to be drinking a cheekful, but everyone should taste a little bit from the kiddush wine. Because Magen Ram writes, mishish le'yayin ma'at, and you see some people like they want to get, and that's the minhag people give out. Mishish le'yayin ma'at, that if someone has just a little bit of wine, Mutav shitim echad kashir, better let the one person drink the measurement of mlei lugmav, but mesubin leitim klal, and then even though there's 50 people around the table, the one sitting around the table would not taste at all. Kedesh yishar hanayis lemach lekiddush avdol, that shehev, if you don't have enough wine, you want to leave over a little bit for kiddush avdol the following day, better, leave out this mutzim and the mufcha part, which as the Shar Tzinois Ayin Gimel says, that even though mitzim and the mufcha, that everyone should taste a little bit from the wine, better to reject that idea and don't reject the tasting of a shir malei lugmav for one of them, because that's ma'akev according to many gedolei rishonim. He says, like I wrote in the Bi'alacha, and there's another reason that the Magen Avraham mentions. So therefore, you won't have everyone tasting from the wine in that situation. Sivkot ayin beis. Now, then there was a yesh ayin that Mechaber said, that some say that sivkot ayin beis, the kibin shebein kul mechulu. No, since between all of them together is a malei lugmav, they yaitze, because the drink of all of them does combine. So, but says the Mishabur, ayin b'diyev, that's after the fact. But initially, the kula, according to everyone, so sheet and kaddish kashir. Says Magen Avraham, of course, sometimes you see people make kiddush, and this a lot of people don't realize. They take, people that make it, they don't know, they drink a little bit and then they pass around. So even according to the Yashayimim, saying the Mishnah Berurah from the Magen Avraham, that that's only by the Eved, that if everyone's drinking together would combine. Because as the Shaar Tzinois Ayin Daled says, that's as obvious from the Gemara, according to what the Vilna Gaon explains, that according to this Yashayimim, this is the Gemara says in Pesachim Nav Kof Chesam Abayz, with the Ishti Rub the Kasa, that this, if they drink the majority of the cup, that's going everyone together. However, the Gemara is only saying by the Eved Yayitza, but not like Itchila. However, it says the words of Vilna Gaon Tzurichim in Gadol, because Brun the Ritva himself, who's the proponent of this opinion as Brun B'Seyesim, that regarding Dalad Kaises, Tzirif does not help, and the Gemara over there is going on Dalad Kaises. So you have to understand this opinion as it is, but Al Kaponim, that's the Smachalikas if other people's drinking will combine. And then the Mechaber brought that the Goinim hold that if the one who made Kiddush does not taste from it at all, he just passes it around, is not Yaitza. And Sifkan and Gimel, and it's appropriate, it says, Lachash al-Debrahim to be concerned for their opinion. I mean, that is Lizola Ketchilo, to be concerned initially. But the Evid, after the fact, is Kiva Harbachrin, Menachrin, Magri, the Felishti is Kolam Mashub, Mistar Vonam Lugmov. If everyone drinks, and this is what I would imagine people rely on, the Evid, that the drinking of everyone around the table does combine from Lay Lugmov. But what the problem they might run into is Ach, Shli Yishal, Deishti is Kul Mius Machdech is Pras. You can't really delay through the drinking of all of them more than the amount of Achilles Pras, which is between 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 9 minutes, whatever shear that is, which the Sheratin Oisayin Hay actually brings it to Shulchan Aruch. Rav does not mention this opinion of the Yashayim at all. Sounds like it doesn't hold like it la'alocha. He says, look, be'alocha. And Sheratin Oisayin Vav says it's Pashad, because you can't be better than if it was the Mekadosh himself. Kaddish himself, when he's drinking, the Shir Malay Lugmav has to be within the Achilles Pras. So even if everyone's going to drink from it, but you have to make sure it's within a few minutes of time. So the Bi'a Locha and Dibre Maskel the Yesh Oimrim. So there was this Yesh Oimrim that said that Kivin Shabin Kulim Tamu, since between all of them they had a Malay Lugmav, okay, so they yaitz. So he says, look at the Eli Rabbi that's inclined to be mechri la'alocha, like this opinion. That yeah, it's okay. There doesn't have to be one person that doesn't have to be one person that's drinking, because this first opinion is only the opinion of the Russian from himself. But he says lo nehira, it doesn't seem to be correct. It's Taisim and Yuma writes the name of the Tam. The reason I'm a lelogmav regarding kiddush because of two vidaita. What's the reason you have to have a lugma? Because it has to like calm you down, and therefore they agree over there in Pesach Nafkav Zayin Taisis that for a big person the shear changes because every single person gets calmed down with his malay lugma, with his cheekful, like regarding Yom Kippurim. And if that's the case, Mimela, according to this reasoning, for sure they hold also like the rush, because that's the whole point of the rush. That why it has to be one person? How could everyone together drink malay lugma? That doesn't help. The idea, the concept of malay lugma is that it's a sufficient amount that for one person to calm down. And also, according to the opinion of the Gaon that's brought in the Torah, that they hold that Dafka the Mekadosh himself has to drink Malay Lugmav. For sure, Kozhikin, that they don't hold that it's going to help combine all the Mesubin. And this did Ritva mention the name of Taisus, that's not in our Taisus, which Muchach from them, the opposite. Musa Mechaber was Sasam, the first opinion with a stam. I mean, there's different ways when Mechaber quotes. He sometimes can say, Yesh Aimim, Yesh Aimim. And that could be maybe like the second Yesh Aimim. But when he says stam, he says an opinion, like he starts with Sif Yudalid saying this halacha, and then he says Yesh Oimrim, sounds like that he holds the equal halacha like the first opinion. And therefore, says the Be'alacha, even though we're not going to protest and those are being makel because they have what to rely on, but look at Chila, it is Nochen Lizor B'Zem Oid, like that to make sure, and this is something that people have to be careful about when they're making Kiddush, to drink a Malay Lugmav, which we said in the previous Sif is like a majority of Revius. And Befrat that the Magen Avraham writes that also the Yesh Oimrim hold that they hold that Tzirv helps. That's only regarding the b'di'evit after the fact. And so in the Derech HaChaim, Shulchan Atzei Shid, Mechai Odin, they also would not makel, but just b'di'evit. And it says, you should know that in Derech HaChaim, you're right, b'di'evit, it helps to combine all those people sitting around the table, even if the one who made Kiddush did not taste at all. So sometimes, you know, the guy's like, yeah, I'm not drinking. The father, he doesn't like the wine, and passes it along. So that also might be al-kabam b'di'evit, but definitely not like a tchila. And then in Maschel Hashem lo yitom ha-mekadosh, that he brought from the Ge'enim, that if the one who made Kiddush not taste, then you're not going to be Yaitzen, that it's Ro'o Lochash L'Devrayim. So it says that is that they hold that the one who made Kiddush, not just that he has to drink from it, they hold that he has to drink from it, and he has to be the one to drink Malay Lugmov. And the difference would be appropriate to be Chayshish for that Shita. So Mechaber writes, that's Ro Lachash LaDivrayim, and that's how many Achrayim quote La Locha. Look, at Chila, one should be careful regarding this. But Nel Yerab is Mefakfik on this, because many Rishon disagree on them, and also that the Yesh Eimrim, that the Ge'onim, that they don't hold like them that. However, it says don't remove yourself from the words of Mechaber, and yeah, one should be careful initially regarding this opinion. Now, Dirshu 77, if the one who made Kiddush cannot drink from the wine, and you have people, some people that are sitting around the Suda, adults and minors that could drink from it, Shuvah Shibu Levi writes, you could clearly give it to an adult to drink, and if there is no adult, then you give it to a child. Dirshu 78 says, he was saying that someone else who wasn't part of the Suda, if he decides to drink it, that's not good enough. Now, if let's say he had a mind to be mitzim with the Kiddush, Shlomo Zalman writes that even the one who's drinking, he makes a bracha himself after the Kiddush Bari Priyagofen, meaning if he makes the Bari Priyagofen, however, the other one sitting around would still be yotze with his drinking. And sometimes people make that like their own Bari Priyagofen. So even though he's making Bari Priyagofen, but that people are going to be yotze if the Mekadosh had a mind to be mitzim to him, even though he makes a new Bari Priyagofen, the others are going to be yotze with his drinking. Now, regarding someone that wants to be yotze his chiyuv, from the Mekadosh, the Birchas Hanen in the Bari Priyagofen, but not as Chiv of Kiddush. So, guy is a Shailim Bari Priyagofen, whatever. Someone's making Kiddush. Wants to be Yitzhak with his Bari Priyagofen of the Birchas Hanen of it, not all Kiddush. So, Chaim Kinesi holds that it would seem that the Pinchas Anish was that he cannot be made to the Ram with his tasting. That guy who's drinking, that's not good enough to be made to the Chiv of Kiddush, because Matta Shabbos Chazoin, Hasnish had a custom to look for a child that didn't hear Abdullah yet, so he could be yitzur with his Abdullah, Chiv Abdullah, to drink the cup, and not just a Chiv by Priyagofen. Because if it was just by Priyagofen, you can get any child, even though it was ready yitzur with Abdullah. So Chaim Kinesi concludes with it, but no, it's possible Hasnish was not sure about this. So Maisi, he was machmer on himself. But it's not necessarily indicative. And edition number 79, Mishnah had said, that the Mechaber had said, it's appropriate to be concerned with the opinion of the Goyim that the one who made Kiddush, he should be drinking the Malay Lugmuk. Now, however, later on, Simrisha and Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch writes that a person can make a bracha for others, the bracha paragraph of Kiddush, even though he's not drinking from the wine, because since the Birchas HaGefen is a chiv of Kiddush, and the Aloha has like the Kiddush of the day, which Lachar, that's not like the Shidus HaGoyim, because otherwise the Goyim hold you have to drink it. So Kivege explains that even according to the Goyim, it's not that the one who makes Kiddush is drinking is Ma'akiv, only when also the Mekadosh is being Yetzir, his Chiyuv with this Kiddush. But if the Mekadosh is not being Yetzir, let's say he made Kiddush already, he's just doing it for others, then even according to the Ge'inim, his drinking will not be Ma'akiv. That's an important piece. Dish number 82. Oh no, actually, yeah.